Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Good morning, and good morning to you, my studio companions.
Good morning.
Hi.
Let me tell you about something that happened to me yesterday afternoon. This is something that I observed, and it goes to all these traffic problems we talk about and all these weird, crazy drivers. I am in a line of about three cars trying to pull out onto 68. And I pull it out and pull it on 68. Up in front of me, I see a Camry, and then there's another older sedan in front of the Camry. Well, when you turn on that particular, off of this particular street, which is Penny Road, the right lane, when you turn onto it, ends pretty quickly. And the older sedan in front was going to turn left into the Palladium, right?
Oh, I know where you're at.
So she's waiting to get across, okay? Because she's got to cross like two full lanes of traffic. And the lady that was behind her was in a hurry. Just honking on the horn, just lay with these long blasts on the horn, waving her arms, fingers everywhere. So finally,
thumbs up is what you're saying.
She was number 11.
Oh, got it.
So she comes out, and when the Camry pulls out, she races up around them, whips it in front of them, and cuts them off.
Wow.
Whips it in front, hammers on the brakes, and cuts the person off.
People behave in their cars a way that they would never behave in real life.
I know.
For whatever it is. They and not even tinted windows or anything. I can see you.
Yeah.
I can see exactly who you are. And for some reason, you feel so safe and sound. And who was it? Mike Tyson said everybody has a game plan until they got punched in the face. Sounds like that lady needs one.
Yeah, well,
just a quick hit to the jaw.
What you gotta think about is everybody's got a gun now.
Oh yeah.
I'm afraid I will not. I don't want to get shot out there for some stupid thing like that.
Well, also, like, you have to give people a second as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, people are driving. You're not the most important person on the road.
Or the only person on the road.
Yeah, it's not. Things aren't happening to you.
Yeah.
Everybody's in their own car doing their own thing. They have their own things going on, their own places to get to. You're not number one. Yeah. You're number one to you and to you only.
Whatever you've got going on is more important than whatever is going on in the life of the person in front of you all the time.
Yeah.
That's the way you're thinking.
It's absolutely insane.
I thought it was going to be a crash. I thought when she pulled in front and cut them off that the woman was going to ram her in the back end because she could not get the car stopped fast enough. But she did get the car stopped fast enough.
Isn't that stressful even when you're not part of it?
It is.
Just to witness it, you can feel like that like anxiety in your chest.
And you know, if she had hit her, it would have escalated right out into the street. They would have been fighting. I mean, this woman was irate. She was so angry.
And when people do things like that, we think that's indicative of who they are as a person. When maybe they're just having a bad day, you know what I mean? But like, you're like, God, can't you just, like, aren't we supposed to be, like, can't we just help each other out a little bit as people?
Yeah, time for a chill.
Can I ask, did you see the woman, did she have a haircut that was a little shorter and she was asking to speak to anybody?
You talking about Karen wanting to see the manager?
Yeah, did she look like that at all?
No, she didn't. It was just, I was watching it and going, are you kidding me? Yeah. Is this really happening? But man, when I saw it was about to be an accident, I was like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen now? What's going to happen now?
Fist fight each other.
All right, so we got a lot to get to today, and I mean a lot.
You know what we don't have to get to today?
What's that?
Garth Gauntlet, we have a winner.
Oh,
unbelievable. I heard it, got every one of them. I'm so impressed. I mean, literally, I am impressed with Kelly of Advance.
Yeah.
Who knew? Here they are, calling Baton Rouge, two pina coladas, the dance, Papa Love Mama, Friends in Low Places, Wrapped Up in You, and That Summer.
Well, in Advance, they're advanced people. They're smart.
That's right. So congratulations to you. That is awesome.
Happy National Cookie
Day.
Cookies!
Cookies!
No, that was yesterday.
That was yesterday.
Okay, then.
What is today?
It's just a regular Thursday.
There's nothing regular about it.
Are there cookies?
No.
How about coffee?
How about a coffee?
Yes, it is that.
All right, fine.
Still not great.
It'll do for now.
When does the show start?
Starting now.
I want to know if they're cookies, too.
That made me laugh. Are there cookies?
All right, 6:02. We don't have any cookies, but it is National Comfort Food Day.
Oh, a warm cookie from McAllister, sugar cookie.
You like
I don't
that?
Know why that's stuck
you
in my
always,
head right
you,
now.
When we go there, you always get that. You
of course I do.
Yeah. You ever had the sugar cookie at McAllister?
I've never been to McAllister's. I don't go out to eat like y'all go out to eat.
Because you're not well
I eat at home.
But National Comfort Food Day today, I want each of you to think about what your favorite comfort food is. And where I'm gonna get your answers here in a few minutes.
Okay.
Wine and Cheez-Its.
Well, I know. It's
done.
Cheez-Its. But that seems to me, from now on, that'll always taste better when it's snowing.
It does, because we had it at the hotel when it was snowing.
Last year we had that snow, and she and I were down at the hotel, the bar, eating Cheez-Its and drinking wine.
Classy.
At like 3 in the afternoon, because it's like, what else are you going to do?
Dadgum right, we're classy. And don't you forget it either.
I'm not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Willie's quitting the weed.
Uh-oh.
You know, before we get to Willie, people forget how important Willie Nelson was to country music. I'm just going to give you a short list of songs written by Willie Nelson, and I want you to just listen in awe.
Okay.
On the Road Again, Crazy, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, Angel Flying Too Close to the Ground, You Were Always on My Mind, Whiskey River. I mean, come on. Yesterday's Wine, he wrote that too. Forgiving You Is Easy.
He also did Gold Digger, Empire State of Mind.
Oh, she ain't hanging with no broke.
Broke.
6'10 now, and he's quitting because he says his lungs won't take it anymore.
Yeah, he said he's absolutely done.
Here's what Willie has to say. And I can't even imagine Willie not smoking weed. I just can't. But he says he's going to quit.
I just looked up to see if he had ever been arrested for it.
Yeah, has he?
He has. It was 2006, September 18th, 2006. He was arrested for possession of marijuana and also mushrooms.
Oh.
But both of those things found in nature.
Yeah, they're natural products.
No synthetics.
What say you, Willie?
I have abused my lungs quite a bit in the past, so breathing is a little more difficult these days. And I have to be careful. I've mistreated myself since I was this big. You know, I started out smoking cedar bark, and I went from that to cigarettes or whatever. And that almost killed me. I don't smoke anymore. I take better care of myself today than I did then.
Good for him. I like that he's so old. He was like smoking just literal trees, cedar bark.
A tree fell over in the woods.
Also, these are the friends you need to have. He was charged 1.5 pounds of marijuana, 3 ounces of mushrooms, but everybody on the bus said it was theirs too, so everything got lowered to a misdemeanor.
Oh.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale, O'Brien, Amy, and Chase looking into the odds and ends. We got a bunch of doctors together, and today, what are a bunch of things you should really never touch?
Yeah.
With your naked hand.
Okay.
Remote. Is the remote control in there at the hotel?
It's on the list, but I'm only going to give you the top five. Number five, gas station pumps.
What? Oh, yeah, yeah, so I can't.
Full of germs. You should wear some kind of a glove or something when you do that, or it's just full of stuff.
What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sometimes, I'm pretty sure they built a new Harris Teeter one on Battleground that has gloves. Glove that you can slide your hand into.
That's right, yeah.
That doesn't seem
disposable ones.
Yeah, that has merit. Cell phones. There's all kinds of crap all over your cell phone. You should wipe that down regularly.
Oh, yeah.
Disinfectant wipe.
Think about all the things you do while you're using your cell phone.
Well, they say, first of all, don't take the cell phone to the bathroom. That makes it even worse. Computer keyboards loaded with all kinds of germs. In fact, they say your desktop, you'd be better off to eat your lunch off the toilet seat than you would to eat it at your desktop.
Oh, good. I do that anyway. So, all right, good.
Elevator buttons at number two. Can you imagine people pushing those elevator buttons?
Do you use your like knuckle for things sometimes?
Yeah, yep. Sometimes I do, yeah. And the number one thing not to touch, hand sanitizer pumps. Because people just, and remember we talked about how people just wipe a little hand sanitizer and think, well, I'm good, I won't get the cold. But what you have to do is rub your hands with that stuff for like 45 full seconds.
And you have to soak your hands in it.
Yeah.
It's not just one pump and like a couple of like.
Takes a lot.
These, yeah.
Takes a lot. So those are the things. So, you know, take some measures. And I know it's the cold and flu season.
Hey, you know, here in our business, it's really these mics that are disgusting.
And the buttons on the console. Oh. You know, all that.
That's why I like this. This is my own mic, and nobody really sits over here. Like, right. Dale has, he's in front of the control board, so he shares the mic and all that stuff.
I am touching everybody's nastiness.
Because I, like, rest my face on my mic.
Yeah, I do too. I just kind of get real close.
Looking to move to Nashville. Kelly Clarkson's got her house up for sale.
I was there.
$7.5 million for that house you were in. 20,000 square foot house. It's on a cul-de-sac. 7 bedrooms, a fountain, a double staircase, a saloon, a fireplace, a gym, and an elevator.
And an in-ground pool. And her saloon is like it towards the backyard. And instead of just chairs, it's saddles.
That's cool.
Nice. I like it.
It's a really cool. Yeah, it's a really cool house.
Got a new poll. But what are the most annoying Christmas songs? Number one, Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid. That's not annoying to me. I don't know why people would say that. I like that. I always enjoy hearing that. Ford's new Shelby GT500 Mustang. Have you seen this thing?
I have not.
You are going to want it. It's going to cost $72,000. Has a supercharged 760 horsepower engine and will be available at the beginning of the year.
Ford Shelby GT...
500.
500.
Beautiful car. It's amazing. Finally, Christmas desserts. What's the number one most delicious and most loved Christmas dessert? It's pumpkin pie.
Okay. I was going to say that
Christmas
or something.
Christmas dessert is pumpkin pie?
Followed by eggnog, peppermint bark, and gingerbread.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase, 6:36 now. What were the best country songs of the decade? Coming to the end of a decade. This list would be hard to put together, you know, because it's so subjective and everybody's got their favorite songs.
Well, whenever you have any kind of conversation about artist or music, doesn't so much of it depend on what mood you're in, who you want to hear, what time of year it is?
Like, I don't want a slow song. I'm more of a fast song type of people.
Yeah, especially if it's like spring or summer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, Billboard puts together a list every year. We'll give you the top five, see what you think. Number five, Nobody to Blame by Chris Stapleton. Body Like a Back Road, number four, Sam Hunt.
Oh, yeah.
That was some 2017.
Now, he's going to have to change it to Body Like Going Down the Wrong Way.
Uh-oh. Oh, see what she did there.
Oh, get it.
Because of his DUI.
Yeah, got it. Right.
His DUI will not forget.
Right. That's right.
Number three, Follow Your Arrow. Casey Musgraves.
I love her. She just seems to... Have you guys watched her Christmas special on Prime yet?
Oh, no, not yet. No.
Oh, I haven't watched it either. I follow her on Instagram and Twitter. I just really like her.
I do want to remember to watch that, though.
She's like a mini Dolly Parton, it looks
yes!
like.
Yes! Doesn't she?
Yeah.
She has a very classic style about her, but she's also like kind of just badass. I dig it.
Yeah.
Number two, Girl Crush from Little Big Town.
Ugh.
And number one, I really think that a lot of people would agree with this. The number one best song of the decade.
Hooba Stank the Reason.
Right, that you get. The House That Built Me by Miranda Lambert, which is a terrific song. From front to back.
I saw her when she was just here in the Coliseum. First of all, great show by all of them. Ashley McBride, Mara Morris, which really put me on. And you guys were like, I don't like Mara Morris. And I was kind of about her, but after watching her perform, she's super talented. And she's a really good storyteller. She interacts with the crowd well, so I like Mary Morris. But same for Miranda Lambert. She just seems so... She reminds me of Dolly Parton a little bit, too, to be honest.
Look, I'm sure Mary Morris is a great performer, great singer in person, all that, but she just looks like a bulldog to me.
Who are you to judge somebody based on their looks, though? What do you think? On the scale of 1 to 10, where do you think Mary Morris is, and where do you think you are?
I'd give me a solid 10. I give her...
So you're not even taking this serious.
Well, I give her an 8.
The amount of men who have an opinion on anything about what a woman looks like or what she should look like when they themselves are threes and below is amazing to me.
I don't think... You take that back. You take that back. You take that back right now. I can't do this. I can't work in this environment. All right.
The house that built me won all kinds of awards. It got Song of the Year. It got Music Video of the Year, Best Female Country Vocal Performance, Song of the Year, Single Record of the Year at the ACMs, and Video of the Year at the ACMs. Just so many awards, and it is a great story song.
Yeah.
Speaking of story songs, you mentioned that earlier. I love a song that tells a great story.
Isn't that something you can all kind of relate to? Just that nostalgia about, you know, growing up wherever it was?
And going back to the house that you grew up in. It's like if you live in the same town as the house you used to live in, every time you drive by, you're like, oh, I remember, you know.
Yeah.
That's really what that song is about. But yeah, for the Billboard, that's the best song of the decade. And I would have to agree. I enjoyed it very much. Wake Up with the Wolf Show, a little before 7 in the Triad. Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. What is your favorite comfort food? Chase, I'll start with you.
Thank you. It has to be a good pizza.
Okay. Pizza, your favorite comfort food.
For instance, that one that's on the wall that we have a picture of. Yeah. Something like that.
That is a delicious looking thing. Comfort food, really it's like anything that's like home cooked and hot and I didn't make it.
I know what you
mean. Like chicken, sweet potatoes. It's pretty much what I eat, just with like seasoning and well done.
I'm pinning you down to one.
Yeah. Oh God. I don't know. I would say like a chicken with sweet potatoes and a veg, like broccoli or something. Right.
By far and away, the number one comfort food in the United States is pizza. Mm. More than twice the number of people said pizza as the ones that came in underneath.
Wait, what's the definition of comfort food?
Whatever makes you comfortable. Whatever gives you that warm, fuzzy feeling when you eat it. What's your favorite food?
That's everything I eat. Isn't that the whole purpose of eating? I'm full and feel good.
What's funny is, you know, Amy really isn't a food person. Amy is an eat-to-live person, not a live-to-eat person. And if eating wasn't required to live, I don't know how much eating you would actually do.
Yeah.
Except
for when I'm sad.
Right. And you got to fill your face.
And Dale and I are the exact opposite. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I love food. Coming in behind pizza is chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Ice cream.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Mac and cheese. Yes.
Don't you feel like stuff sometimes, and it's just not as good as I want it to be? Like, the thought of it or the idea of it, you're like, yes. And then you get it, you're like, yeah.
You're not as impressed.
Yes, and I don't know. It's not that it's not good. It's that I feel like when you have a craving for, like, if I really have a craving for something, if I'm eating like a bacon cheeseburger, that I'll eat, and I'm like, yes, it was really good. We had one at Bad Daddy's. The last time I had a bacon cheeseburger was February at Roadie's. That was really good. And I was like, no, it's just what I wanted. But for the most part, like, I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah. And the more you learn about food, the more you know about what food does to your body, the less you want to eat things.
Absolutely ruins it. What about you, Dale? What's your comfort food?
I like pizza like everybody else, but it wouldn't be my top. I'd have to go with some kind of like mashed potatoes, something like that.
Right, like a good home. You make this chicken. It's like Chinese chicken.
Yeah, it's sort of a shortcut to spicy chicken. I just call it spicy chicken, but it's sort of like a kind of like a Kung Pao chicken.
Yeah, it's delicious. Like that to me, home cooked stuff like that. When you know what the ingredients are and you control it, I feel like that is so much better.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
I don't care what part of town you live in, there are crazy people close by you. And if you ever want to meet them, have a garage sale. That's all you do. Put it on Craigslist and in the paper that you're having a garage sale. And a freak show will form on your lawn 2 hours before the garage sale is even scheduled to begin. I'm looking through the blinds. I was like, we said 10, right? Well, they're here. Looks like the Walking Dead out there.
Marines.
No, that says bargains. Because those people I just talked about, they're a real thing. There's a term for them in the garage sale community. They're called early birds. And apparently I'm a jerk because I didn't put it in the ad. They weren't supposed to be there. This lady's just standing out there. I was like, can I help you, ma'am? She's like, well, I'm here for the garage sale. I'm like, well, you're about 2 hours early. Well, it didn't say no early birds. This is how bad it got. This is not a joke. Last time we had a garage sale, press the button to open the door. There's a woman crouched down who raised up with the garage door. Like she's in a 90s boy band video, just kind of stepping in. I was like, get out of here. No, this is not Black Friday. There is nothing in here worth the effort you are exerting right now.
Hear Five After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
T-Rett, Remember You Young. He talks about the one red light town in that song. And when I was going to school at Carroll County High School, in Hillsville, Virginia, there was one stoplight then. I think they got like two or three now.
Ooh, wow.
Moving on up. Moving
they have on up a grand opening. You know they have the ribbon cuttings for new stores. Like, let's welcome this new light.
Putting in the new traffic light, people. It's going to be a big weekend. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale, O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. The time is 7:29, and we're going to do this thing. We're just calling this, for lack of a better phrase, the dad joke showdown. Is that what I said earlier?
Yeah, showdown. It's basically showdown. You're correct.
All right, so dad joke showdown. We're going to do it, and we have somebody on the line.
That's fitting because the show's down.
It's going down, and it just keeps going down fast.
Yeah, buddy.
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Missy.
Missy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
We're great. What are you doing this morning?
On my way to work.
What do you do?
I am a phlebotomist.
Well, you know, I don't. That's a first when I've asked. I mean. That's the first. I haven't had one on the line before.
Do you like gag or dry heave when you're getting the blood? Like, it's fine. It's everything's good. Just stay there.
No, but I should. Totally. That would really freak them out. And if they're not already freaked out enough in the chair,
yeah.
I'll be like, oh God. Yeah.
Well, Missy, you got an easy job. All you got to do is to predict which one of them will laugh first as the other one tells them dad jokes. Who do you think's going to crack first?
Chase, totally.
Chase is pretty confident.
Yes, she is. I don't like that.
Pretty confident. All right. So you guys want to just go ahead
and
do it?
No, I love you, but you're going down.
Right, yeah. We'll see. Here we go. Let's see what you got.
All right, I'm going to start. Okay. What did the pirate say on his 80th birthday?
I don't know. What did the pirate say?
I'm 80.
Ah, that's good. I like that. Mm-hmm. Last night, I had a dream. I was a muffler. I woke up exhausted.
No. Why don't seagulls fly over the bay? Because then they would be bagels.
It's close. You gotta smile.
Did you hear about the kidnapping at school? He woke up.
I don't get it.
Oh, okay.
Kidnapping.
Oh. What's the difference between snowmen and snow women?
What?
Snowballs. Come,
man.
You're right there.
Yeah, it's close, man.
What's the leading cause of dry skin?
What?
Towels.
Do you want to know why I can't be buried in a cemetery?
Why?
Because I'm still alive.
That's true. Not gonna lie. What's the difference between an African elephant and an Indian elephant?
What?
About 5,000 miles.
Oh, it was Amy.
Yeah!
Amy did it.
Stupid.
Missy, you have an awesome day. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. And Chase has been over here running his models.
Yeah.
Let's use that term loosely, because what he does is he goes to like weather.com and sees. Yeah, what do you do? You go to a website and see what they have, and they give you 8 different options about whether it's the American model, the European model.
That's not a forecast. That's just a model run.
Okay.
Model runs combined into what a person makes into a forecast.
All right. Well,
it's on the. What does the screen tell you that you're just repeating to the people?
That's because it's a model run.
Well, we'll get into the terminology and the semantics some other time. I want to know about how much snowfall. You scared me to death earlier.
I scared you.
I'm so frightened that this is going to happen.
I scared you. That's the reason why I brought it up, because I knew it would scare you. Look, next week, let's say 13th, 14th, Friday, Saturday, there is a favorable. This far out, you can only look at, like, favorable trends.
Okay.
And there's a trend going that we could have enough cold air in place and enough in a system that could be making its way up, like you always hear, from the Gulf up to the, along the coast, things like that.
Is that something that could turn into a nor'easter? I was curious.
It could. Anything's possible. But only one model out of the two long-range ones are really hinting at anything, and that would be the American model. It's showing this is way far out. A decent amount of snow.
Yeah, let's get to the bad news. What's the inches?
Just say it, yeah.
12.
What?
A foot of snow.
You said 33 inches.
Oh, no, it's south of Asheville. But in the triad immediate.
Oh, okay.
So you're thinking it could be a foot.
That, and then the other model says it's completely dry.
Please.
So that's the thing, is this far out, just be on the lookout that next week there will be cold air.
That's the thing about weather, is that they actually don't know what's going to happen until it happens. Stop getting riled up from weather people.
We won't know.
Thanks for nothing.
We won't know until the 10th, Tuesday or Wednesday.
When it actually does start to snow and accumulate 12 inches.
That's right. That's when we'll know. You're welcome.
If it's those 12 inches, I'm moving. I'm out. I can't do it.
Can't deal with it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.